Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate your support. And in this one, I want to speak to you a little bit about our introverted intuition. Now, you probably know this about me already, but I'm not a big expert on functions, MBTI functions. So a lot of the videos I do, I don't actually speak directly about functions, which is how a lot of other and INFJ YouTubers do it, which is great. You know, I'm happy that they know a lot more about it than I do, because it's good to know the functions and to work with the functions when you're thinking about MBTI types. But, you know, I like to use my real life examples to kind of explain our functions. By not even sometimes, I'm a lot of times I don't even use the name of the functions directly, but I just say, you know, this is what we're kind of doing. And today I'm going to talk about introverted intuition, but not exactly as, you know, in the function way, but I'm going to share an example from my life that demonstrates it so perfectly that I can't even express to you how magnificent this superpower of ours is. You know, I know a lot of times perhaps, you know, we get intuitive feelings and we kind of get annoyed by it because we don't know why we know the things we know. And, you know, if someone asks you, like, how do you know? And a lot of times our reply, and my reply usually is, I don't know how I know, but I know that I know, and that you should believe me, because it's the truth. And a lot of times they don't believe me, because they're like, well, I mean, I need a little bit more of an explanation, right? And a lot of times we don't believe it either. We ourselves, when we're younger, and our introverted intuition speaks up, we don't believe it either. We're like, hey, you can't just give me random information like this and expect me to believe it. Of course, as we get older, we understand it's an important thing for us to believe it, because it's telling us information that's absolutely crucial for our growth, development, and also to keep us safe. And so let me tell you the story first before I get a little bit deeper into it. So one of the things that I have a nose for, my sister always calls it my nose, I have a nose for it. It's not really that I'm using my nose for it or anything, but I'm using my introverted intuition, I believe, because whenever I go to a new place and I move around quite a bit, so, you know, I'm in Seminyak right now, which is a little city town in Bali, which is an island in Indonesia. And so I was in the Ubud, which is another little town, a little bit further away from Seminyak, so I would say maybe a 45 minutes to an hour drive. So we moved here, my sister and I, for a month just to check it out. And, you know, it's really interesting to me because I have this capacity, and I don't know where it comes from. I have no idea how I know the things that I know. But, you know, if I just kind of glance around a little bit through the maps, through Google Maps, I kind of look at different places, and, you know, I'll kind of start researching the space a bit, of course. You know, once you move there, once I move to a new place, I'm always kind of like trying to find interesting spots to hang out in, good restaurants to eat in, good cheap street food stalls, and good local restaurants. And as I said, nice cafes to sit in and work, just generally nice spots to hang out in. And so that's one of the first things that I usually do when I move to a new spot is I just start kind of exploring a little bit. Sometimes I use my motorbike and I roam around, you know, I'll drive around and I'll kind of spot spaces where I'm like, that restaurant, that local restaurant looks really good. I don't know how I know, but I know. And then I'll drive around a little bit more, I'll walk around a little bit more. And I'll find this particular spot and I'll be like, that spot looks really good. And this happened every single time I've gone anywhere. So, you know, I've traveled to Japan with my sister and I did exactly the same thing. I'd walk around and suddenly I'd stop and say, I think that restaurant there, I think that's going to be really good to eat at. Let's eat there. And it usually almost 99% of the time turns out to be extremely good and perfect for us. And then in the same manner, I've found a couple of really delicious places to eat at in Seminyak as well. And it's really fascinating to me because, you know, I picked the random spots and I was like, I think this is going to be really good. I don't know why I know. I don't know how I know. I don't know. I can't explain it to you. But I know it's going to be really good. The food's going to be great and the prices are going to be awesome and we should really try it, right? So before, when I used to tell my sister these things, she'd be like, but how do you know that, you know? But now she's realized that I have, as she says, a nose for it. And I don't know, as I said, it's not a nose, it's an introverted intuition. I have no idea still how it works. I seriously have no idea. If you asked me, you know, so if you sat me down and said, okay, so tell us why you think this spot is going to be good. Why do you think that this spot is going to be good to work at or is going to have good food? Or why do you think this particular item on the menu is going to be delicious as opposed to that other particular item? Why do you think this particular t-shirt or clothing item is going to be better for you than the other one? I don't know. And it's not just food, as I said. It's like many different things that I can kind of just look at and instantly pinpoint if it's going to be good or not, or if it's something that would be suitable for me or my sister or the other people that are around me or things like that. And as I said, you know, and you probably have had these realizations quite a bit. You know, I'm sure you've been kind of sitting there and all of a sudden this kind of thought pops up in your head and you're like, no, actually, I think this is the thing we're going to do. This is the next step we're going to take. And, you know, if someone asked you to explain why or how you got to that conclusion, just like me, you would say, I don't know. I have no idea. And exactly the same, you know, if someone asked me why this warung or why this local restaurant or why this particular other spot, you know, why did you pick it? I would have a very hard time explaining it. Maybe if I took a little bit more, like maybe if I took a couple of days to kind of sit down with it, I'm like, yeah, I can explain it because of these two or three reasons. But again, it's such an instinctive, visceral reaction to things that it just pops up from the subconscious, perhaps even, that it comes from a space where it's unexplainable. It's not like you can kind of sit down and say, okay, these are the reasons why I've decided this is the best spot for us, you know. It doesn't come like that. It pops up from somewhere beyond, sometimes it feels like, somewhere beyond us, from the collective consciousness probably. Perhaps even the universe is sending us signs and signals. Perhaps the intuition that we have, introverted intuition, is basically just tapping into the collective consciousness or the universe, you know, the entirety of the information that is in the universe, and we're just kind of like tapping into it. I don't know where it comes from, really, and it's kind of fascinating to me because, as I said, I used to mistrust or not believe these intuitive feelings that used to pop up for me before. And I'd usually ignore it or pretend like it doesn't exist and then, you know, maybe use it, maybe not use it, right? I don't know. Sometimes I ignored it, sometimes I used it. But now, as I said, as I'm getting older, and the reason I'm doing this video is if you're young, you should definitely listen to it because there's a reason it's speaking to you and giving you those messages. And it's really important now for me to really pay attention to what my introverted intuition is telling me. And in a lot of cases, I will not even blink an eye before believing my introverted intuition and following her blindly. In a lot of cases, I will not take another step until I follow that intuition, and I will not think twice about following it. There's no doubt in my mind anymore. about following my introverted intuition when it pops up and says, hey, do this, or go there, or eat this, or try this. And it's really fascinating to me because, as I said, it pops up in the most interesting of ways. It's not just, as I said, finding food places or finding new spots to hang out in. It's in a lot of different ways. I get these random feelings about the stocks that I should purchase in my portfolio when I'm thinking about it. Or, you know, I'll get these feelings about the people I should hang out with that I think would work really well and be really good friends with me in the future. Or in the clothes I should wear for the particular day, or the things that I should take with me, if it's going to rain or not. You know, of course, a lot of times I'll know, like, I think it's going to rain, I should take a raincoat with me. In the kind of drinks I should drink because perhaps I'm getting low on iron, or I'm getting low on some particular mineral or vitamin that I need, that my body needs, that I need, that can be got from that particular food item. And so, you know, my body will be like, I think you need to go drink this particular thing, or you need to go eat this particular item, perhaps some kind of superfood, and that is going to give me what I'm missing in my body, what I'm deficient in. And yeah, so it happens all the time, and it just, it's really fascinating to me because, as I said, you know, a lot of times INFJs end up ignoring these beautiful intuitive feelings because it's also scary, right? I mean, at first you're thinking to yourself, okay, why are all these random thoughts coming into my head? And also, why am I so freaking accurate about these things? Like, how do I know, right? And as a child, unfortunately, at least for me, I was never told to trust these intuitive feelings. I was constantly told to, you know, like, it's dangerous to trust random voices or thoughts in your head. It's better to follow, you know, logic. It's better to follow rationality. It's better to follow things you can see rather than things that you can't see that just pop up into your head. So constantly I was kind of given the message that I shouldn't follow these intuitive feelings, unfortunately. And so for the longest time, I didn't. And I really do believe that that's one of the reasons why I was so unhappy in those times, because I wasn't following my intuition and I wasn't following the path that she was laying out for me. You know, she was constantly telling me, you should write more. You need to build a career out of writing. And I never followed that intuitive feeling. She was constantly telling me that travel should be a big part of my life, and that 9-to-5 doesn't work for me. But I kept on trying the 9-to-5 route because I was like, well, that's what everyone else is doing. And a lot of different other things as well, right? So I really wanted to do this video because it is one of those things that fascinates me about myself and about INFJs in general. It is something so unexplainable and so ethereal, so mysterious, yet it's so powerful if we use it right, if we actually listen to it and follow it. Unfortunately, we don't a lot of times, and that really breaks apart our path, because it is the thing that's kind of directing us towards what we're supposed to be going towards. So little by little, it's showing us the path. You know, the next step that you need to take is this. The next step you take is that. The next step you take is that. And, you know, if we don't listen to our intuition, we might be floundering about doing things that are not meant to be our path because, you know, we're confused and not paying attention to the right messages. So I really do recommend that if you are ever in doubt about following your introverted intuition, do not be doubtful. Follow it blindly. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but follow it as much as possible. Because she or he, you know, whatever your voice sounds like in your head, your intuitive voice, is there for a reason and is directing you to the right path for you particularly. It might not be right for anyone else, but it is right for you, and you need to follow it so you can live the right life, the best life for you. I hope this makes sense. If you have any questions about this, please let me know. Of course, I'm here to answer all questions, and I shall speak to you in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer.
Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.